Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with www.learnvisualstudio.net. In the previous module, we created our cloud-only virtual network. And now in this module, we're going to connect two virtual machines to that network and see if we can get them to communicate with each other. Now, if this was a real virtual network, I'd probably create a domain controller, set up DNS, employ Active Directory to create user accounts, and so on. But I'm going to keep it simple and just perform a simple network share between the two virtual machines on the virtual network. So let's go ahead and get started. So if we take a look at our cloud service, there's nothing deployed to it just yet. So the next step is to create some virtual machines and add them both to the cloud service and to the new virtual network. And so we've created virtual machines several times before this. Let's go to new, compute virtual machine from gallery. I'm just going to choose Windows Server 2012 R2 Data Center. I'm going to give this the name Middle Tier 1. I'll also create a Middle Tier 2. And I'm going to fill in, user credentials, just like always. And I'll hit the next button. So here's where I want to choose the cloud service that I created, which was, Bob's Con Middle Tier. And I'm going to change the virtual network to Bob's Con. And you can see that it already filled out the virtual network subnets and things of that nature. I could add an availability set here. I guess I will call it Bob's Con Middle Tier. Too long, huh? We'll call it Bob's Middle Tier. And it seems to be happy with that. I'll click Next. And then I'll just go ahead and let it install the virtual agent. I'll click complete. Now it's going off and creating that virtual machine. Okay, now since that one's finished, let's create another one just like it. I'll choose all the same options. I am going to name it differently. I'm going to name it Middle Tier 2. But I'll give it the same username and password just so I don't confuse myself. And here I'm going to choose the same cloud service, Bob's Con Middle Tier, and I'm going to choose the same virtual network. It actually is already selected for me for Bob's Con, and I'm going to choose the Bob's Middle Tier availability set. Hit Next, and I'll hit Complete. Okay, so they're finished. Now I'm going to go to the dashboard for Middle Tier 1, and I'm going to try to connect to it. I'm going to save the RDP file to my downloads directory. I'm going to do the same thing for Middle Tier 2. Click Connect, download the RDP file. Now I'm going to open up Windows Explorer, navigate to my downloads directory. And I'm going to do what I always do, which is to, first of all, let me find them. All right, there they are. I'm going to drag them onto my desktop, and I'll go ahead and edit both of them. Just changing up the, adding my login credentials, and then changing the display size so it stays within the recording area. That's good enough. Save that, and now we'll click Connect. Yes, Connect. Yes. All right, so while that one is building out the desktop, let's go ahead and do the same thing for the other one, Middle Tier 2. Pop in my username. Change the display. Save all that. And now connect. Yes.
All right, there we go. Now I've got two. Of course, they're getting set up at the moment. But soon we will be able to get at each of them and create a shared folder so they can see each other's files in that shared folder. All right, so let's start with middle tier one and open up Windows Explorer. And I'm going to navigate to the C drive. I'm going to create a new folder in the root. And I'm going to call it Share 1. And I'm going to right-click it and select the Share with specific people. And I'm going to choose to borrow, make sure it's read-write. I'm going to say no to make it public. And you can see that I have a shared folder on the first virtual machine. I'm going to put a file in. I'm just going to create a new text document, and I'll just call this Share 1. And I'll just type in some text. This is shared from Share 1 or something like that. Save it. Now let's do the same thing on our other virtual machine, middle tier 2. This time I'll name it Share 2. And I'll go ahead and create that text document again just so we can know what we're looking at. Add some text in here. This is from Share 2. All right, now we've got to make sure to set the permissions. Right click, share with specific people. Make sure to borrow is selected and hit share. Click no. And looks like they're both shared out. Great. Click done. Now, I should be able to go to the location bar and just type in whack whack middle tier 2. / share 2 in order to see its files on middle tier 1, and I do. And we should be able to do the same thing, whack whack middle tier 1 / share 1 in order to see share 1's file from our middle tier 2 box. Very cool, we did it. Again, if this was a real virtual network and a real company, I would go through the extra steps of creating a domain controller and set all that stuff up. But that's for a more networky kind of person to show you how to do. So this is a great step. We've pretty much done the exact same thing that we did before with virtual machines, but at least now we're running in the context of a virtual network. And so next thing we're going to do is create a point-to-site virtual network to allow us to add a our own local computer to the virtual network, which will be cool. All right, we'll start that in the very next lesson. Thank you.